Everything Country 94.7 KTTS.
All right, here's my question for this morning. Okay. How long is it going to take before the line at the Whataburger gets short enough that we can all maybe try it?
Our coworker Nick lives in Republic, and he says at 4 in the morning there's 10 cars in the line.
Oh, it's all night?
Oh, yeah, they're 24 hours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that makes it even worse. Yeah. Oh, my.
He's driving in going, man, that place is still busy.
Well, I've been by both of them.
Okay.
The one in Republic several times. And Nick's right. It's just, you're like, man, am I ever going to get to try a Whataburger? It's crazy.
So we were on Sunshine because there's another one going in at West Sunshine.
Oh, there is?
They're at the big super center.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, that's what's going in.
Yeah, so they have the strip mall now, like with the Ross and Burlington and Ulta. Whataburger's going in there.
I wondered what that was.
So there's going to be a third one opening soon, and that one's going to be pretty close to us. I'm just saying.
Well, look how long we had to wait before we finally went over and got a Reds.
Oh, I know.
We waited long because we didn't want to wait in line.
Raising Cane's the same way.
Oh.
Still bad.
Yeah, it's still that way.
So, yeah, when does the shine wear off? Is that the question?
Kind of like to try one at some point.
Well, you get up nice and early, so get up a half hour early, go at 3 in the morning, bring us some burgers.
I didn't realize they were open all night. That's, oh, my God. Well, hey.
10 people in line at 4 in the morning?
4 in the morning.